Hey friends, I'm Amy, and next week we are releasing the very first episode of the Devoted podcast. And I could not be more excited to be bringing you these conversations about loving God with all that we are, right where we are. We have lined up 12 amazing women to share their stories about what it's looked like for them to love God wholeheartedly, to remain devoted to Him no matter what season they have found themselves in. You know, it says in Revelation that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. There is so much power in telling our stories, in testifying to what God has done and is doing in our lives. And I know that as you listen to these conversations, as you hear these women's testimonies, that not only are you going to be encouraged and equipped, but I believe you will also be empowered to overcome some of the obstacles in your own life and heart to wholehearted devotion. Jesus teaches us in Matthew 22, verse 37, that the most important thing we can do is to love the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. In other words, He asks us to love God with every part of who we are, to hold nothing back and be all in. But sometimes this is easier said than done, and there can be any number of reasons why we can struggle to draw near to God and to trust Him with our lives and our hearts. Disappointment, doubt, comparison, insecurity, fear, the list could go on. But wholehearted devotion matters, because it's only what we're willing to surrender to God that He is able to restore and renew. And friend, we want you to be able to experience the richness, the fullness of all God intends for you. So, we're going to talk about all the things. The women you'll be hearing from are nurses, creatives, small business owners, pastors, counselors, wives, mums, sisters, friends. In other words, women just like you and me, who wear a whole lot of hats and juggle a whole lot of roles. And they'll each help us to focus our attention on a specific area of devotion to God. We'll be considering how we stick close to God in seasons of waiting and times of grief, how we trust Him with our careers and how we can use our talents for His glory, how we can overcome obstacles like comparison and insecurity, how we can honor Him with the different aspects of who we are, our bodies, our emotions, and our minds, especially when we wrestle with mental health. Our hope is these conversations will inspire you to go deeper with God and remind you that you don't have to wait for life to look perfect to enjoy a vibrant faith. You are capable of living a devoted life. This is not something that only a few get to experience. It's not reserved for the super spiritual. It's for all God's children. Friend, you are a new creation. The Spirit of God dwells within you, and He's waiting to empower a life of devotion if you'll only be willing to partner with Him. So as we get ready to dive into these conversations, I want to leave you with a challenge. It's a prayer I want to ask you to pray, a prayer that David prayed in Psalm 139. He says, "Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Or as one paraphrase puts it, "See if there is any path of pain I'm walking on, and lead me back to your glorious everlasting way, the path that brings me back to you." God will never expose something in your life to shame you, but to heal you. If He's bringing it into the light, it is so that you can draw closer to Him. He's asking you to be all in so He can make you whole. So I want to ask you to be brave, to be vulnerable as you listen, to be willing to let the Holy Spirit show you what's been holding you back so that you can choose today to love God with all that you are, right where you are.